The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
I find it odd that just based off the topic notes,
right.
Not even what the topics are about, but just right. The submission of the topic. So listeners, what you don't realize is prior to our show, we all throw ideas for topics in the room for us to decide on what we're going to use for each show. The first one happened to have struck a chord with French Reggie.
I was like, oh, a chord.
Well, I mean, you.
Yeah, no, definitely was the, it was something.
it struck something.
Right. Something got struck.
I read it and I was like, that don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
Is that what you've read?
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense? Okay, hold on a second. We'll get to it in 1 second. First, let's introduce our guest. Welcome back, Rio.
Yeah.
What up?
You ain't no clap sound nothing for your boy?
I do got
some cheers or something.
Let me see what I can find.
I need some ladies' voices, though.
Let me see what I can find here.
Maybe feel like, you know, I'm one of you. Oh, wow. I should know.
Does that work for you?
I should have known.
That doesn't work?
Should have known.
Say something smart.
2 plus 2.
Equal 1. Shout out to Terrence
Howard. Yeah, okay. Enough of that shit.
Right.
I hate sound effects.
I'm trying to see where he got these shoes with no laces at, though.
Ah.
They're like, rare. What are the slip-ons?
Well, I made them slip-ons, but they did have, no, they had laces.
Oh, okay.
I took them off.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Took them off.
Where'd you get those, Timu?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
I don't know what that is. I got them off Instagram. Okay. Instagram be having those little sites where people
they
can
kind, they comfortable. They look comfortable.
Oh, they comfy. Comfy. I wouldn't work out on these bad boys though. I'll tell you that much.
Why? I feel like that's what they're made for, right?
No. No, these soles.
That's just for style, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's not. They don't really got the real support.
Nah.
The bounce.
None.
So,
thanks for having me back, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Glad to have you back. You sound like you're not as cool this time, which is good. Already you sound less cool, which is good. That's a good thing.
Damn.
You were so cool last time that it was hard to even hear you.
Damn.
No,
I thought I had swag.
Good.
Y'all trying to tell me.
Okay. You're less swag. Less swaggy.
It went all to your shoes. it's all in your soles.
Those are eccentric shoes, though. You do agree, right? Because you're wearing like a basic gray t-shirt,
yeah,
basic black sweat,
yeah,
or joggers, yeah, and then some bright fucking fire truck red.
That's right.
Clifford the Big Red Dog colored shoes.
With the like the bouncy bounce soles. Like no they got laces. The see-through, like they, you know what I mean? It's like spring.
I wanted the feet to stand out, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, back let them see that size, huh? Like 12.
You know what? You know,
size 12 in it, bitch.
Okay. We have already started.
and it leads us right down the right direction it we need does. To go to. Because what was so odd was the very first topic was gay exercises. That's all was put in the topic room.
Yeah.
French Reggie decided to be the person to speak out about it. So why French? It seems very simple. The idea seems gay exercises. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Because as somebody that works out, I can understand some workout positions could make you look gay.
Yeah.
But because it's
which ones? Can I? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to ask that next. I was letting him finish his sentence first, though.
I'm sorry, but go. I get triggered
because you're working out in that setting. There's no way for it to be gay because it doesn't involve another man.
Yeah.
Or and there's no sexual act, so it just
right.
So I didn't understand. So I was thinking, is it exercises that only gay guys?
Let me ask
do?
You a question. Let me ask you a question. Limp wrist. Right? You ever seen somebody with a limp wrist?
Yeah.
What's your first idea about that man if he has a
gay.
Limp wrist? Yeah.
But that's
he's
no
not,
other
hold
man.
Hold on, he's not doing nothing with a man though. It's just his wrist is.
Yeah, but
a
that's a sign to let other men know.
I agree. Hey, this is what I'm talking about with these exercises, bro.
So again,
but like, if somebody's doing a deadlift and he's holding the deadlift, so because he's holding the deadlift, his butt is sticking out. Does that mean he's doing a gay exercise?
Okay, you on another level, because that wasn't even a gay exercise. I mean, you're reading gay into shit that's not supposed to be gay.
And he's defending gay without many, it, like.
How many dudes have you looked at bend over and do deadlifts? To where you're like,
nah,
oh,
but I'm just
what's the point? What's the number?
What's the angle? What's the angle of entry? What? How far down in the deadlift does he have to be for the entry point? What's that? What's the good one?
Tooted in boots.
I'm 73 degrees.
I don't know, man. I'm not good at geometry. All I know is you can kind of look gay when you're doing, when you're holding the deadlift.
That who can look? I couldn't.
Whoever's doing the deadlift. Because I'm not just saying doing the deadlift, going up and down.
Stand by.
Holding it.
Jamie Mack, have you ever done deadlifts?
I don't think so.
Okay. In real, I'm sure you've done deadlifts.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's have you ever felt gay doing a deadlift? Not even.
Again, holding.
Have you ever second-guessed yourself?
Never, not once.
Did you ever like, I shouldn't have worn these short shorts?
Never, not once.
Do you think that the niggas around you are like,
Right.
Never. Never, not once.
But see, that could happen and you not be doing something gay. That's
right.
Not on you.
Right.
But if you feel
I never said you feel
when
gay.
When you do a deadlift, you said, you called out deadlift.
Because you said the little flick of the hand thing is when you see that.
Well, no, flick of the hand is shooting a basketball. I'm talking about the limp.
Limp wrist, no muscles in your wrist.
When
you mentioned the limp wrist, he was like, oh yeah, that you identified that as gay. So I was just thinking about
we both agreed that we identified
so,
that as gay.
So I used the deadlift example because the thing was gay exercise. So I'm thinking exercise
maybe
can make
the
you
problem
gay.
Here is that we didn't give you enough of a sample base. So give us another exercise you think is gay, and then that way we can maybe we can like triangulate.
You can kind of look
gay. I feel
gay.
Like he's gonna be like bench presses.
No.
Cause like if you hold it at the bottom, that's almost like letting a dude do a split on top of you.
Squats.
Like, what? Give me another gay exercise.
When you're doing the hip abductors.
Here we go. Now we're talking. This is the only gay exercise I was talking about.
You said
any exercise where you get on it and you put your legs in something and you either push out or pull in.
Right.
Gay dude. And I know this because every time I go to LA Fitness, it's always the biggest brolic. Purple panty wearing ass nigga doing this exercise every single fucking time. That's how you know that's a gay exercise. Because everybody does bench press. Everybody does the cable cross. Everybody does the biceps. Everybody does triceps. Everybody does shoulder press, leg press, squats, all that. Gay dudes like squats too, but that's not the one that is every time I'm there. It's a purple panty wearing nigga.
They be doing the hip abductors.
Either the Audis or the Innies.
Yeah.
The Audis.
Wait, so French, I mean, because this is your area of expertise. I mean, just the athletic part, not the gay part. And so what does that?
He knows quite a few gay people.
I know, but
he's even escorted a few gay people out of the closet.
He might be the gay expert. He's definitely the gay expert of the show.
So what are we talking about? He's both.
So
you're both.
What is that working? Like what
your hips and your inner thighs, and then if you're in the back, your posterior. Yeah.
So posterior your thighs, what? I mean, like, cause you're pointing in
that
listen,
muscle.
Okay.
That muscle. What's that? What the fuck kind of genius are you? What kind of how you a subject matter expert talking about that? That one, that muscle.
The one in the back, was it the quad?
He has no idea.
Yeah, your quad.
Okay.
He has no idea.
I'm just trying to help the listeners out because you pointed.
And then your hips, too. It's a good workout, but you don't have
you
to.
You do it?
Nah.
Come on.
Why don't you do it, French?
Not lately, you said?
It does feel awkward when you do it as a guy.
What does it feel like? What do you compare it to?
Like a girl opened up their leg.
What?
Like a girl if she was opening
her legs. I never
felt
like that doing it. What the fuck, French?
No, it's weird.
You've never done an exercise?
I've never felt like a girl.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear. Nothing I've ever done has made me feel like a girl in any way.
Yeah, I think it's thinking things too literal. All I'm saying is it doesn't feel masculine at all when you do it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And then that is also expanded on by the purple panty wearing nigga. Yeah. Why can't gay dudes wear regular workout clothes?
So it's like they're sagging and you see a purple boxer?
Sagging? No. I'm talking about the tightest.
Right, like the spandex.
Oh, and the short is shorter than your shorts, believe it or not. Like where
or not.
Where normal, like normally where your crotch is, their shorts are like maybe 1 inch below that.
All right, but y'all remember though, bodybuilders back in the day, y'all know, because they wanted to see the striations in their muscles.
The what? But,
Striations.
The who?
And what he was talking about are adductors and abductors. Okay, that's the technical term for the muscle group that he's talking about. And it's not the quads, it's nor the hamstrings. But let's get straight to the point.
First of all, Rio, we already knew this. Rio is the expert on physical fitness now. Right. And French Reggie is just the expert on gayness.
Right. Let's be clear. He got, I didn't say that, French.
I don't think I could be an expert on gay. I think a gay person.
You are, bro.
It's like saying you're a connoisseur, but you don't drink wine.
Nah.
There are people who know stuff about things that don't do it. Like, how could you like study space if you've never been there? Come on.
Jeff Van Gundy never played hoop.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah.
The little nigga?
Yeah. He played for college.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah, he wasn't good, though. He said it himself. I wasn't any good.
What about the fat Van Gundy?
He got handles. I think he did.
Yeah. He got handles, though.
How do you know that? You saw him play?
I saw him dribble the ball.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not gonna work. Like they did that shit on McDonald's.
So obviously, if you remember, listeners, Rio used to personal train people. So he has, you know, celebrities under his belt that he's had to know these things for. So I knew he knew. However, it's still a gay exercise. We've talked about this off.
That's why he said the two words that sounded exactly like, but I know they were different.
Yeah.
So
abductors and some other adductor.
Adductor and ab.
So it's the B and a D.
Yeah, exactly.
So is it still a gay exercise if you put the resistance band and you're just doing
those little squats with the girls?
Because yeah. I do that. That's not
why
gay.
Why are you mad?
Because he doesn't. He just told you why he's mad. Because I do this.
Yeah. That's what I do instead of the machine. So I put the resistant bands and I just go across back.
Yeah. So when your dude grabs your legs and pushes them down, it don't really hurt, right?
That never happens.
Exactly, because you're in shape. It never happens because it never hurts because you're in shape.
Dude never did that to me.
So wait a minute. So how many girls are right next to you doing the same exercise? All of them, right? Like, I mean, like, there's only girls doing the same shit, though, right?
Do you do that exercise where you get on all fours and you look at the floor and then you put your spine up like a cat and then put it all the way down in the middle and then all the way up?
Nah.
What about that one where you put the crossbar across your hips and you just kind of doing hip thrust?
I've done that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's a good workout though for your hips.
Oh, good.
Kind of have to do that.
What are you using your hips
for? Kind of have to do it.
What are you using your hips for again? Remind me.
Just stability for overall health.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah. Okay.
So gay people are healthier.
They actually are.
That's not what AIDS would say.
Well, they got that shit now.
They saying K Slate died from AIDS. You saw that? Recently, DJ K Slate died from AIDS. That's what he said. It was all
nowadays.
He just died this year, right?
Didn't nigga didn't have insurance.
I don't know. Maybe the radio station wasn't doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like again, like there's cures for this shit, right? Unless I guess you get too far.
Not cures. Now don't say that.
It's cures, bro.
It's undetectable.
Just undetectable. That don't mean
what?
It's cure.
What was that?
Say it again.
It's like quarterback.
This is like fucking. Say if you don't say it, if you can't say it, you're gay.
Oh, the pressure. Please say it, French. Come on, French.
Say nothing else.
Don't nobody else say the word because he's gonna mimic you. Don't say the word. What is it, French?
I gotta stop laughing.
Nah, you gotta say the word, bro.
Oh man, y'all are awesome.
What's the level?
Undetectable.
It still sounded funny somehow.
But he got enough to be straight. Like at least bi.
He's bi. Yeah.
At least bi.
Undetectable is definitely bi.
Hey, y'all remember? Okay, since we are on this gay topic.
Okay.
Y'all remember when they were saying like cats who check their nails? How they check their nails would determine if they gay.
You're talking about like metrosexual. Yeah, or what do you mean?
No, like
so like if you go like this,
regular, like if you ask a regular dude how you check your nails, right? Like the
how do you check your nails? How do you check your nails, French?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so I guess there you go. That's the gay way.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's the gay way.
If you do it with not like that.
That's kind of weird.
Ooh, my nails dirty.
Right, that guy like what is,
I feel like I'm this like, is such easy.
I'm right? Like, what are the two options? Right, like it's like this or like this. Right, like how do you look at them?
Well, it's really gay if you put your hand on a dick and look at your nails. that's super gay.
Wait, who? Okay.
So look, here's the question I have for you guys because Rio never heard of this.
Okay.
What did they used to say doing lower body exercises did negatively to you? Does anybody ever hear this besides me?
No. Never heard of that.
You never heard that doing lower body exercise made your dick smaller?
Nah, that was steroids, right?
That's steroids too.
Yeah.
But we were all terrified. In Atlanta, we were all terrified of doing any leg exercise because that definitely shrunk your dick.
So you're just going to say everybody in Atlanta, like not at your, what high school you go to?
Grady High School.
So you're just going to say Grady? You're like, because maybe you're just the cast of Grady.
Like, this is out there, huh?
This is something everybody knew was a motherfucking fact.
It was not a fact.
Skip leg day.
We knew it.
Fuck leg day.
So that's why niggas be swole with no leg, no calf muscles.
That's how we were all big in the top and little at the bottom back in the day. We all were because what's leg press?
I've never heard that shit.
You're going to put your knees by your ears and then push forward? No, nigga. No, I'm not doing that. Another gay exercise. There's another one, though, that we didn't talk about. The one where you lay on your fucking tummy. And I said tummy because it's gay. You lay on your tummy and then you wrap your calves around that thing and you pull the calves up behind you. So, like, it's doing the leg curl, but you're laying on your fucking tummy.
It's the reverse leg curl.
The lying leg curl.
Is that gay? Can we give that a Two snaps and a pop.
So you and your tummy, you're laying down flat.
It's the machine. You get on the machine. It's it's the same thing as your curl, but then you've got the other bar.
Backwards.
That's gay. That's two snaps and a zigzag.
That's your hammies, bro. You got to get your hammies right.
Nah, nigga.
Hey, according to him, anything lower body made your dick small.
Just go walk. No, but I mean, you
know. What?
You can't walk your hammies right.
Walking lunges. You telling me if you walk for 5 miles all lunges, you will be the strongest leg nigga you've ever met. But you will kick somebody and kill him.
A 5 mile lunge is crazy.
right? Yeah. Like,
you will jump on top of buildings. Like, 3 stories is nothing to you, my nigga.
So how did y'all get fast and track and shit back in the day if y'all didn't do no leg activities? I'm trying to understand.
We just naturally fast now here.
Yeah, they just ran, I guess.
You got to run from the police, from the slave master.
Right, I was going to say crazy. That's inbred. Like that, you know, like we've been running for hundreds of years.
Play football in the South,
right? Like that's what I'm saying. Like that, like there's these no boys. I mean, how y'all get so strong? Y'all never did lower body.
Last time you been in a football locker room? Them niggas gay.
But like Herschel said all his shit was no weights. Like
Herschel did push ups and sit ups and
he did something. He did something for them legs.
A thousand push ups a day and squats. A thousand push ups, 1,000 squats a day.
Okay, so he did lower body. We still saying he did lower body.
Yeah, but that's him and his body and the air. You're talking about getting on a machine and simulating how a girl gets fucked. Like what?
No, she don't. With her legs.
Right. When you're laying on your tummy to do that exercise, you got to toot your booty up every time when you get it to the curl position. Tell me I'm lying.
No, you're supposed to keep your hips down. So
yeah, but you can't keep them all the way down. They're going to move up a little bit. You're going to toot your booty up a little bit.
So what I feel like is obviously you tried it and you was like, nah, I don't like this.
Immediately I knew though. You guys are still on the fence. Y'all in the closet. I'm done. I'm out this motherfucker. Y'all can have those.
I don't like that exercise because that's how I get a Charlie horse sometimes.
And why is it called Charlie? Horse. You know what I'm saying? It's gay.
No. Why is it called
Why can't
Charlie?
It be a Charlene horse?
Well, you get Charlie horse in your cab, my nigga. Like,
who does? I don't. That's like, gay.
We just call it a cramp, my nigga. How about that? No, we just gonna call it a cramp, nigga.
When you start to get it, just point your toe towards your knee and you won't get it. That's how real niggas do it. Y'all get Charlie horses. gay niggas get Charlie horses.
I always
real
thought a Charlie horse is when a nigga punched you.
No. Nah, Charlie horse is where you get a cramp in your muscle and then it moves.
And it punched you and it knotted up or something.
That's a frog, right?
That's a frogger. Okay. Yeah, whatever they frog.
Like leaps, like boom, 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 boom. But anyway, all that shit is gay though. If you let your body get a Charlie horse, you gay.
It's a lot of homophobicness going on.
French, you started this off saying that as long as there's no gayness, like no other dude involved, it's straight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you stick in a like your girl's hairbrush in your ass?
What?
But she's not there though. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
what?
I feel like if you're doing that, you might be desiring some gay activity for sure.
Okay, but there's no other dude there. I'm just trying to test this theory.
If you're sexually attracted to a hairbrush?
No, I don't know.
Sexually attracted to it.
I don't even know what y'all talking about right now.
I don't know if you sexually.
That example was kind
of. I don't know if you sexually.
I feel like that's something he
there's
tried.
There's so many things that you could opt to put inside of you besides a hairbrush.
So no, I was watching. I was watching Serpent Queen, and
what?
Yeah, the Serpent Queen. And
who watched that besides
what
you?
Is that?
Me. It's a show on fucking Starz. And she said the motherfucker like...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
These movies and shows that you watch, are you being recommended these by the app? Or are you saying, you know what? Serpent's Queen looks like some shit that I ride with.
Nah, so what it is I subscribe to Starz and HBO and all this shit. So when I go to Prime, I go to live TV and all this shit is on, right? Like, so these are the channels that are what they're showing. Like, if you had cable, right? Like, so all the HBO channels that are playing right now live, this is what's on. And that's what be on. Or they show an advertisement for it, like, in between one movie and another.
Is the Serpent Queen, like, current times, or is it back in the day?
No, it's like, the Queen of England. Like, it's probably, like, the 1700s.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, the Queen of France is what she is.
So you went from Bridgerton to the Serpent Queen?
Yeah.
Are you done with Bridgerton?
Bridgerton's over, yeah.
Okay, darn.
Yeah, season 3 was the last one.
I was Bridgerton.
It ended all right. I didn't like the ending, but me and the endings are never really that great. I mean, endings, it seemed like a lot of times people just feel like they run out of ideas.
I can't watch Bridgerton because of the name.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Sounds a little gay to me.
Bridgerton?
Yeah.
Well, what's
I don't
gay
know.
About
it? It just seemed like it was.
Now you're on the right wavelength. You make an executive decision to call something gay, and that's just what it is.
I'm saying, like, yeah, like it just seemed like every time people name it to me, I can't.
I was just gonna say men shouldn't watch soap operas. That's what I was gonna say, but Mac says fuck that. I want to watch soap operas.
It's
is
a
Bridgerton
series.
A soap opera?
No, it's a series.
No, Bridgerton is absolutely a soap opera. There's just not a place for soap operas anymore.
No, it's not.
And so what are you doing, man? You can't just be making up your own fucking
yeah,
rules.
Yeah, so what's the difference? When I think soap opera, I think of those shows in the non-cable show. Non-cable.
It's a TV daytime series, yeah. That type of shit. This is not like a soap opera.
Children. Soap opera is like a drama, right?
Dynasty was a soap opera, and it came on at night.
So what?
Dallas was a soap opera, and it came on at night.
It still was a fucking, soap like you said, what's the name of?
Like All series? My Children. I think of All My Children when I think of soap opera.
Yeah, that's a series too,
General
though,
Hospital.
Right? Isn't All My Children a series?
No, I don't think so. It's a soap opera.
There's episodes in a series, right?
It never ends, though. A series ends. Yeah.
What do you mean? Guiding Light don't come on anymore. It ended.
Guiding Light.
Young and the Restless is not still on, is it?
I don't know. Go speak on it, nigga. Like, act like you be or me. I don't know.
ER, was that a soap opera?
Yes.
Oh, shit. ER?
So what's the difference between a show and a soap opera, then?
Because he said so.
What's the difference?
Anytime that you have, okay, look, do this. Just look it up. Why are we even arguing? Just look it up.
I just thought soap operas because a lot of women watched them.
That's what, watch Bridgerton. And good. Fucking ER. How many niggas, man, I got to get on, check that.
John Stamos.
Hey, look, man, Dawson's Creek is on tonight, bro.
Grey's
I gotta go.
Anatomy. Dawson's Creek?
I got to go, bro.
Grey's Anatomy?
I can't hang with y'all tonight, man. Yeah, Grey's Anatomy is on, bro. I can't hang. That's a soap opera, bro. A drama is Hill Street Blues.
I saw those with
NCIS.
My girl.
NCIS is a drama.
Right.
That's a drama.
Right.
Law and Order is a drama.
Right. I feel like
Dynasty and Dallas, those are soap operas. They're just at night. Damn, French.
Because ain't it like gossipy type shit?
So soap operas, these shows are known for their continuing stories, permanent cast, and sentimental or melodramatic tone.
All that's in those shows you're talking about.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kruger. Mr. Kruger, no, they're not.
That's Mr. Kruger.
You.
No, I'm not Mr. Kruger.
You are Mr. Kruger right now.
Then you
nigga.
Are Dunning.
No, nigga, that's you, Mr.
No, nigga, you're Dunning on Kruger. No.
Well, what names are these?
That Dunning Kruger is an effect where people get a little
Dunning-Kruger
bit of knowledge
effect. Okay.
And think they
I
are
have
more
that.
Intelligent than
okay.
they are.
Gotcha.
And I say that's bullshit because there's always somebody more intelligent than you. So is everybody Dunning Kruger except the smartest nigga?
Nah, but see, what I'm saying is
it
that
has to stop somewhere.
He has not watched one episode of any of these motherfuckers.
No, but I know what it is, though.
No, you don't. How can you say you do?
Because I know who it's. Here's the thing, right? When it comes to marketing.
That's like a virgin saying, I know what pussy is. Sure, you've heard of it, but you don't know what pussy is, nigga.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
If you a virgin and you ain't had no pussy, you don't know what
you
pussy
is. You don't know what pussy feels
point.
Like,
that's
but you
point,
do know
though.
What pussy is.
Nah,
stop being
nigga,
ignorant.
You know what pussy is. You can't speak on it intelligently, nigga. You can't tell a nigga
you're
that
crazy
no,
as fuck
that
I couldn't.
You can't tell a nigga that fucking
you
what about pussy.
You crazy as hell that I couldn't.
Get the fuck out of here. A nigga
that
ain't getting no pussy
somebody
can't
that,
tell me
somebody
about.
Somebody that has masturbated and felt an
nope,
ejaculation.
Not going to be it.
Somebody who has masturbated. You're not going to let me finish?
Yeah, but it's not going to be it.
Okay, I won't finish now. You're wrong, and it's okay.
Go ahead. Masturbate.
No,
masturbate.
No.
Go
too late
masturbate
now.
Away.
No. You stopped it. Premature.
He said, I don't want to finish.
Premature. It's premature ejaculation.
Because you
now.
Can't, masturbating ain't, you can't tell me. If you masturbated, that's great. You still don't know nothing about pussy.
You're louder. You're not better. You do,
I definitely
you,
am.
You do know about pussy. You have, there are more things to observe about pussy than just the feel of it. My nigga, stop being stupid. There are so many senses involved. There's a smell. There's a feel. There's a taste. There's so many things involved in pussy. It's not just one thing.
Yeah,
so it's not just putting your dick in it and now you know what pussy is. You could put your dick in a hole and not know that that wasn't pussy.
But you don't know nothing about none of those because you're a virgin.
If you put your dick in a glory hole and you hit something besides pussy, you could have this whole time, you could have been fucking something other than pussy and not known.
Yeah, you still right. So you,
the reason
you, so
why
you be
you
talking
know,
out of your
on.
Neck
no,
about
no.
pussy.
The reason why you know is all the other details that you can confirm. So a person who's never...
What other details on a glory hole?
No, I'm talking about the pussy now. If you've done everything but
we
fuck
switched.
The pussy...
Right.
Well, I was using that as an analogy. The glory hole is if you put your dick in a glory hole, you don't actually know what you're getting. So it's not just a feeling. Pussy is not just a feeling because you could put your dick in a glory hole and I could throw anything on that thing. And you'd be like, yeah, if it's your first time, you wouldn't know.
That's what his point is, though. Right?
Exactly.
He would be no more knowing in knowledge of that than I would.
Yeah, you would.
No, because it's the other things that verify that it's a pussy. It's got to have other things involved. It's not just the feeling. It's not just one thing.
So you're telling me I could go to a barbecue, nigga, and give you a Beyond Burger, and you're like, yeah, this is a burger, and you think you know about beef. You don't, nigga. You know about Beyond Meat, nigga.
No, I don't, because I've watched people cook beef my entire fucking life.
It doesn't
life,
matter, nigga.
You know,
you're a vegetarian, and anything you've eaten
is
Beyond Meat.
Beef is not just about the taste. Nothing is about just one thing. That's why we have six senses. Maybe more if you're spiritual. We have those senses for a reason. It's not just a feeling. It's not just a taste. It's all those things that make it a pussy. Otherwise, you'll end up like French and don't know what you want.
French is minding his own business.
Right.
Researching. He ain't got nothing to do with this particular conversation. Leave that boy alone. So wait, okay. So you saying that the homie's point, if you're a virgin.
Yeah. Saying you don't know anything about pussy is ridiculous. That's reductive and it's not even honest.
Is that what you were saying? You don't know anything about
pussy? That's what he said.
I'm saying you don't know nothing about pussy.
Nah, you can't speak on it.
You can't tell me as a nigga that's getting pussy. Like, you can't speak as an expert on pussy to me.
Have you ever been on a trip?
Yeah.
You've been on trips before, right?
Yeah.
You know what the pitfalls, the goods and the bads of a trip are, right? You don't necessarily have to go to Italy to say, oh, I don't really want to go to Italy. There may be something. Hold on, let me explain.
Okay.
All the details that you've learned about going on trips, and then when you look at Italy and you learn things about Italy, you know, like, I'm gonna use what I learned about going to Greece about whether or not I want to go to Italy based off of everything but the fact that I've never been there. You can't just use the fact that that's like saying that basically our podcast should just I should hit record right now and stop recording because all the shit we talk about. Most of that shit we haven't done or said or whatever. We're just talking, giving our opinion about other things. But we're using our opinions of all the world around that surrounds us to triangulate what we're talking about. So we may not have to have the exact thing that we're talking about, but that's silly to say you can't even talk on pussy if you've never fucked a pussy.
Yeah, so...
Women can talk on pussy. They've never fucked a pussy.
So prior to me ever having...
Depends, some women.
So,
those college years. Right.
So,
most of them have at some point.
So, and 80% of Instagram.
There you have it.
So when I was growing up, I had looked at, before I ever had pussy, yeah. I had looked at Penthouse, Playboy. Mm-hmm. I had seen it. Mm-hmm. I had it on it. None of that prepared me for the actual fucking experience of pussy.
Your fault. You didn't have the right books.
It's not a fault. There's no way that it can. It's a fucking 2D versus fucking 3D.
So you said your mind was blown the first time.
Like, there's no way. Like,
2D and 3D are
nigga. You didn't have no scratch and sniff Playboys out here, nigga. Like, there was something different.
Right. You're saying what I'm saying. There are more than one element. It's not just seeing it. You have to touch it. You have to feel it. Smell it. Fuck it. What I'm saying is, saying that someone
you just said what I said, and you just go up to my fucking point.
No, I did not, because I'm telling you that you don't have to actually fuck it to have an opinion about it, to be able to speak on it.
To be knowledgeable about it.
That's bullshit. I got every other knowledge. The taste, touch, smell, whatever.
How? You got taste and touch if you ain't fucking.
Who said, because you don't have to fuck just because you're with a girl, a rambunctious ass, managed little young nigga?
So now you licking pussy, but y'all niggas eating pussy ain't fucking?
So you're telling me, the first time you saw pussy, you
fucking. So you're acting like that never happened to you?
The fuck out,
nigga.
So you never been a munch?
I ain't never ate a pussy.
Let's move on.
No.
I ain't got time.
I don't know anybody who's ever ate a pussy that didn't put a dick in afterwards.
So you never been a munch?
That's foreplay. What are we doing?
Right, you're right.
Yeah, so
okay, I guess.
Come on, bro.
So that's what you were doing?
That happened to me before. Yeah, I've ate the pussy but did not fuck. Did I end up fucking?
Was that?
Yes, but yeah, that was a time.
Okay,
I ate the pussy but did not fuck.
Please enlighten me. Why not?
Because we were like 15. And she probably wasn't ready to lose her. I don't know. She wasn't ready to fuck.
That she's supposed to fuck, nigga. If you saw her pussy, if you ate, you supposed to fuck that.
She just wasn't ready for fucking.
Yeah, what the fuck you talking about, man? You canceled, nigga. You gay.
Every time I seen a pussy, I fucked that boy.
Be a reverse curl, nigga. What's it called? A king curl? What's the reverse leg?
The lion leg curl?
Yeah, you might as well be a lion leg, nigga.
You right, Mac. You on top, man. I can't get
so you telling me, Mac, that never happened.
It's never happened to him. And nobody he knows.
Not even like with your girl, like she ain't really want like the dick because she gotta wake up early, but she just wanna load.
No, nobody he knows. In fact, he don't even know you.
Wait a minute.
Because it happened to you and he doesn't know nobody.
So hold up. So this, I just need this.
She may return it with some head.
So you're like, hey, just wake up. Like, no, I don't want to fuck. Just eat it, baby.
Yeah, sometimes she just want to get it eaten.
Nah.
And then she'll return some head to you too, because you know. But
you ain't never felt like not fucking and just said, but I want to pleasure her. What kind of selfish ass lover are you, nigga?
I think the pleasure comes with the dick. Sorry.
See? What kind of selfish ass lover are you? It's all about
you. Sorry. Like Kobe said, nigga, I'm gonna take the shot because I think I'm gonna make it. Nigga, I think I'm gonna fucking stick the dick in because I think that's gonna feel good.
There you go.
Sorry.
That's rape.
Sorry.
That's
rape. Sorry.
That's the premature, that's premeditated rape. That's what that is. If you say you're fucking
ain't nobody
what? Sorry.
Ain't nobody been like, don't
you
do it.
This dick.
Ain't nobody right. been like, don't do it. Let's be clear.
Look,
like,
you said it yourself. That's foreplay.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. You said there's no pleasure until I put this dick in.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, what do you say then?
I said, so there's no foreplay? No, foreplay is not pleasurable?
You said that.
I didn't
you
say
said
that,
there's
nigga.
No pleasure
until
I put the dick in.
No, I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said foreplay.
No.
Pussy.
Get rid of foreplay.
Well, then why did you bring it up?
What did you say about dick? Because
don't
I'm
bring,
saying
no, because that's going to be part of your argument.
Man,
you
let's
can't
move on.
You can't take your
you
argument.
Sound ridiculous, bro. Let's
no,
move on.
You can't. You do that all the time. You try to make your argument, and then you want to split off the
because
part that you don't that don't fit
foreplay
with,
in the
well,
beginning.
What you want to say.
I was going back to what you said. You're not even listening. You're just arguing.
I am.
You're not listening.
I am.
And it's okay.
I
but
am.
Good luck with that.
I'll get calm too. Let's talk about it.
So you saying that you said it was foreplay.
I did.
So he's asking you, but it, once you put the dick in, it's no
longer
foreplay.
That's the real thing. Before that was just bullshit.
So
yeah.
How? What else are you? What are you enjoying before you put the dick in?
Nothing.
All of it.
Just, how? You like, just said the enjoyment part so, is when you put the dick in.
So foreplay is not
your
enjoyable
word.
To you guys?
You said it doesn't get right until the
nah,
dick goes in.
I said I feel like it still is enjoyable to the dick. Like, what are you talking about?
That ain't what you said.
Okay.
It's okay, though.
So foreplay to y'all niggas is not enjoyable?
We didn't
that's
say
not
that.
What we never
what
said,
the fuck
nigga?
Are y'all talking
nothing.
About?
Nothing. Let's move on. You're right. We're
do.
Wrong.
No, I mean, again, you trying to say some shit I didn't say.
No, we didn't.
Because I never said foreplay wasn't enjoyable.
When you listen back, just call me and say my bad, dog.
Not really.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to throw out there that I've eaten a pussy and not put the dick.
Me too. And who has? Right, what kind of fucking right. Rambo ass?
Now, if I don't get the pussy, fuck that bitch. I ain't finna be sitting around eating no pussy like no.
Nigga, your homophobic, non-fucking, like, lying, curling ass nigga. Now you fucking soft.
I bet
now,
you won't run up.
Nigga,
I bet you won't run
nigga,
up.
Nigga, run up on me, nigga. Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm not threatening your ability
not,
to be
I'm
a man.
Not, I'm not threatening yours. I'm just
you
saying.
Did, you just did. That's cool, though.
Whatever.
Run up. That's
whatever.
All I was saying.
Whatever, nigga. I'm here.
You're here?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, so nigga, if you want to run up, nigga. Like,
I never
so,
said I was trying to challenge your manhood. Being gay is not being a man.
You just was, hold up, what?
Being gay is not being a man.
Okay, well,
I think
don't know.
I still think Friend Reggie's a man.
Chill, I'm not even gay, though.
I still respect French Reggie's masculinity.
He is still researching.
he's not. He's not even in the show. He's talking to his girl right now.
Yeah, I'm not like, talking about
baby, they're trying to say I'm gay. I ain't gay.
I'll be there. I'm going to be late because I was late.
And I promise you, if you try to make me eat the pussy and not get the pussy no more, we fight.
I think Jamie Mack is capping.
He is capping.
He's capping.
He is definitely capping. That's where all this macho bravado bull. He want to fight and everything. Get the fuck
I don't
want
to fight, nigga. You don't want to say run up, nigga. Shut your ass up.
All these years of fucking, you telling me you just never.
Run up is not an aggressive thing. I'm telling you, if you're feeling froggy, jump. That's not aggressive. I'm
it
letting
is.
You know. No,
no that's
I'm
definitely aggressive.
I'm letting
it.
You know that if you feel it, go
if,
for it.
If you don't think that a nigga saying run up is not an aggressive statement.
I didn't say
statement.
I'm going to run up on you.
Nope, it's not
I
about
that. I said
it.
You run up if you
right.
feeling it.
It's that's not an aggressive statement to you?
Not at all. That's letting okay. you know that I ain't no punk.
I know, but again, it's still an aggressive statement,
it's not.
Right? Well, because again, who was saying you was a punk? So again, the fact that
you were
got
about how loud you were talking to another grown man.
Get the fuck out of here. What did Jace Wu say?
Run
next
up.
Topic.
That's what I said before you. Let's argue about who said it first. I said it first.
This is awesome.
Third grade.
Jamie Mack, you're funny, though.
I might be.
What kind of funny, French?
Not that kind of
character
funny.
Character funny. He's like, who he
not
is.
Not like happy.
Yeah, who he is makes him funny. It's not like he can, it's like the joke. It's just the type of behavior he, like, puts out.
I'll take that. Yeah.
You're an odd man. In a good way.
Okay.
Then it's leading to the next topic.
I don't know. It's not mine.
You the tip dude?
Me? No, I'm not the tip dude, but I do tip.
Just the tip?
I do believe in tip.
What the fuck?
just the tips? Nah, so you tip what? Everything?
Waitresses.
Oh, you know what?
My
apologies.
Any type of service.
This is on me. It's on me. My bad. Okay. I was actually looking, you know, when we had the conversation a few years ago about how in Europe they don't tip.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Like restaurants, nothing. They're... Most a lot of places in the world,
everywhere else doesn't do it.
Yeah,
it's just us.
But here, obviously, we had the argument about the fact that the restaurant owners will fuck around and pay their employees $2,
right?
Because they say, "Well, I'm just gonna put that off on the customer."
Yeah. And I remember, you know, I mean,
it's
like
slavery,
I caught a bad, you know, you know,
reputation.
Vibe. Reputation, right. You know, with the Carrabba's that one time.
What do you mean? Between us?
Yeah.
You say you caught a bad reputation. So I'll just ask Rio since he never, I don't know if you, do you know the story?
That he doesn't tip well.
I'll ask Rio. So the total, right? So we went out to eat. Jamie Mack, his wife, me and my wife, we went out to eat.
Ex.
Okay.
Ex-wife, excuse me. I was talking about at the time.
Let's get it clear.
I was going back to the time. I apologize. Right. I was thinking like that to tell my story. So his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
We get our bills or whatever. Theirs comes out to, let's just say, because I don't remember, it was like $59.12.
No, it was a good time.
And 12 cents.
For two people, you don't get that no more.
Right. No, but still, but even still, it was $59.12. So Jamie Mack decides, oh, just keep it. When she asked, whatever, he's like, no, just keep the money. Or it was like cents, though. That was his tip.
12 cents.
No, 12 cents is what it was over the dollar.
Oh, okay.
So it was $59.12. He gave her 60 and was like, yeah, you can do what you want with that. You can keep that right there. You know what I'm saying? And then my wife,
wait, did he say it like that?
No,
he didn't say it like that.
He didn't say it, but that's how the waitress took it. Because me and my wife looked at each other like, oh, shit, this nigga like this? This how we doing this? So we overtipped.
He gave her 320s and said, just.
Yeah, you going to be yourself with that right there, girl. That looks good on you. And 88 cent look good on you, girl.
Listen, so there's. Let me just go ahead and explain a couple things, right? So I had just moved to Georgia, right? And so in California, waitresses in Georgia waitressing is different. Like they giving these niggas out here $3, right? There's no one out here getting, in California, you're getting 15 minimum wage, like, I mean, at least plus tips.
Really? So they don't, the restaurant owners don't make the people pay for their salary and
no,
tips?
No, not in California.
Really?
Yeah, there's sure, no.
Sure, because
no,
niggas be tipping in California, I heard.
Yeah, but again, it's still the minimum. You're not getting none of these like out here because I got both my kids are in the waitress industry right now.
Oh yeah, it's like $2-3.
Yeah, it's like $2 or $3. There's no way you can get away with serving or giving anybody $2 or $3.
So at least in California, they're making at least $15 an hour.
Probably yeah,
but everywhere else in this country is like that though. I don't know if California makes
because
even in Massachusetts,
in California, fucking McDonald's starts off at $20.
That's new though, right? That wasn't when you first got here.
No, it wasn't. But that's But even then, back in the day, it was like 12.
Right.
So if you was working at McDonald's, you was gonna start off at 12 something when I first came out here. Okay. So that was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
So that was one thing, right? I didn't know it was just you was surviving off tips, right? Like I didn't know that was the thing.
Right.
Secondly, I'm a service thing. Like tips is a thing that you don't just get because, right?
She wasn't bad though, Mac. The server wasn't bad.
I mean,
she didn't suck your dick.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't.
She did her, she did her job, though, I think.
I think I felt like I needed to ask for a couple some shits, like, a couple of times, right? Like she wouldn't.
She didn't know your drink went down all the way?
Right, yeah. Right. Like, she wouldn't on it, you know what I mean? Like, so.
This was a Friday night, too, busy night. It wasn't like it was empty in there. Go ahead.
And third. Nigga was broke. Like, let's just okay. Put that out there. Like,
I was waiting for that to come around.
Let's just put that out there. Nigga wasn't balling, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, he did just move out here, so he was spending everything on.
So those three things kind of went into it. But I still, now that I have people that work in the service industry out here, I'm a much better tipper out here now than I used to be. But I still don't think that everything deserves a tip. Like, to go?
We'll talk about that in a second. Let me play this video for you guys. It's a perfect place to stop. Hold on 1 second. Let's watch this. Oh, no. I don't have TikTok. Ain't that a bitch. Page isn't available. Oh, well.
China.
It's either be tech. See, do one of y'all have TikTok?
I do.
Hey, of course he French Radio
Click
does.
That link in the Slack topic room and see if that video will play for you. It's telling me it's unavailable. Maybe the video's been taken.
Do you make TikTok videos, Fridge?
Not, I don't really make them.
What does that mean? You don't really make them.
You wanna?
Is it working for you?
Is it a dishwashing soap link?
No,
that's what I pulled up.
Hold on, let me see if I can find this girl. It's an Amazon delivery.
It said this video is unavailable. I think they.
Oh, Amazon ain't fucking around that. Like, you're not gonna slander our name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they must have took our shit down. I can't even find it. I'm on YouTube now looking for it. I can't even find this girl, bro. They wiped the world. She might be dead.
So
they may have murdered this.
I'm not tipping my fucking Amazon delivery person.
Well, that's what she was saying. She's like, it's raining outside, and I don't deliver in the rain. But if it wasn't raining. If I come to your house every single day to deliver something, you're getting a package every single day. You're not ever having to go to the store. You should, I mean, cookies and that stuff, that's cool, but it's hot outside. Just leave us a tip. You don't know how much that'll make my day. And she was dead ass serious. Like, I wanted to play that because I can't recreate the way she sounded.
Right.
But you can imagine that it was ridiculous.
So I remember the days. I'm old enough to remember the days when around Christmas, you left your mailman something, right? Like you would give your you would give the mailman a little something because for the year though, like this is for a year of delivering mail. Right. You know, I mean, here's
fam, how old are you? How old are you?
52.
They used to bring milk in little clear bottles.
Right. Shit, nigga, wait, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, they get like no, and it's small town stuff too. Probably, you know what I mean? Like this is not like big city shit for real. Right.
Like Otis is coming to drop mail. Let's get him a gift.
Right, it's a fucking. You had the same mail nigga, right? Like the only dude that delivered your shit.
Yeah,
and for Christmas, you got that nigga a little something, right? You get his nigga a card or something, or you know, with some little money in it or whatever. But that's not the fucking Amazon. Amazon is not the mailman. He's not. Yeah. And I'm not.
Well,
this is your
the modern day. Man.
She says. Nah, this she is your says job. Sometimes they do 120 deliveries a day,
well, but they get paid.
Wait, time out.
The mailman is that's his job too, though.
Get a union.
Mailman, man, woman.
I think,
that was
but so again, get paid. A mailman is more personable, right? Like I think.
No.
My mailbox is at the street, my nigga. I don't ever talk to my mailman.
Right. Like,
okay. Again, back in the day, small town, like not no more, right? Like I don't talk to my mailman.
1976, we used to know everybody that came by our house.
Like, you really did.
But see, the post office was a respectable job with great benefits, et cetera. So you don't give a tip. You don't need a tip. That this lady is saying we don't make enough, and they beat our asses. So we should get a tip. I don't agree with her.
Yeah, I don't agree with her.
Well,
too.
I don't agree with her either. But
so talk to Amazon. Says,
what I want to talk about then is
she need to get a union.
So I want to talk about is in 2024. What is it okay, or do you feel it should be tipped?
I think only. I don't think be tipping anything.
Do you?
No food.
So when you get a haircut, do you tip? Do you cut your own hair?
I cut my own hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
Mac, do you cut your own hair or do you get a haircut?
I cut my own hair.
You cut your own hair? Yeah. Damn.
But this is
let me keep it real with you. If I was paying the haircut prices of today, $50? I would not tip. No, because I grew up on $5 lineups and $10
that's
haircuts.
Real. That's real shit.
I refuse.
That's real shit.
Thank God I'm bald.
What did you grow up on gas? What was that? Do you refuse to drive, nigga? Shut up.
What are you talking about? No. But it's like the barbers never.
How you gonna punish the barber? You don't punish BP, nigga.
They never put the price up until COVID. It was like COVID happened. It was like, $50 haircuts.
Oh, you mean the price didn't go up?
Yeah, the price never went up.
Yeah, but the price had never gone up your whole life, though, and that's a little weird, right? Everything else went up.
Except for Arizona
tea. Except for haircuts.
Still 99 cents.
But except for haircuts was still $15, and $15 was still $15.
There are no $15 haircuts. There weren't any in the 2020s.
Not
in the 2010s. Not in the 2010s
In the 2010s, yes.
$15 haircut for a kid or for an adult?
For
his hairline.
Before I went bald,
$15 haircuts.
Before I went bald, the most I paid for a haircut was $20. Before I went
Were you
bald.
Friends with the nigga?
What nigga?
He
were 16.
He was my barber. No, fuck you. he was my lifetime barber, though. He was the guy that was cutting my hair since I was like 16. Yeah, I mean, even younger. But
he's like,
yeah,
yo, French, it's not much reason me keep doing it.
Bro. Right.
Like, I like you too, man.
Just give me a dub.
Let's just go hang out. We ain't gotta meet this way.
But forget about the barbers.
What was that?
We ain't gotta meet this way.
What was that? Well, coming to America.
That'll be $8. But I don't miss so much perm.
But for the
just
barbers,
cut off his tail.
If you want to tip the barbers. But at the end of the day, the barbers are still charging you, so they're going to make their money whether you tip them or not.
Right. So no tip on barbers. What about, so servers at a table?
It's optional for the barbers. Like, it's up to you. If you want to give them more.
It's acceptable.
I tell my son, my son gets a haircut, and I tell him to tip his barber.
Okay.
I'm like, if it's good, right?
Right.
So one time a nigga fucked up his haircut, his hairline, I was like, listen, you didn't tip that nigga, right? Like, don't, that's my thing.
Right.
Tipping for the sake of just tipping, I'm not with. It has to be.
Do you
earned.
Know immediately if your haircut is fucked up? I don't.
Yeah, no. When they show really you, when they up. Look, when they show you that fucking mirror and put it up, and that shit ain't. And he kept trying to get him to get it crispy, right? He's like, "Yo, can you do it?" And he's like,
"Oh shit!"
He's like, "Oh no, your hair is too long or something." And I'm like, "Hold up, bro. It's been done before. Like this is the. I mean, you acting like this is like you the first nigga on the moon. Like no, this has happened before. Mm-hmm. This hairline at this length has been tight."
Yeah.
Like, let's not act like it
Why
can't
didn't
be
you go
done.
Back to that guy who did it tight?
Well, my son, I didn't let that nigga. I dropped him off, and he took the first nigga that, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
so he just walked in. Yo, man, you want to cut?
Right.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
First of all, who does that? Whoever, yeah. When y'all used to get haircuts, have you ever gone to the nigga that said, hey, you want to cut?
Nah.
Never, bro. That nigga, his chair is empty for a reason. Yeah. Like, why are you so empty? Why
he
are you
just
so available?
Got here.
Every time I come here, you available, my nigga. To my mom,
it's off time. Because it's off time, though. That's why. Because you.
But
come,
this is
come
what I was saying.
Time everybody.
I'm only. I only favor tipping waitresses because of the laws, right? Because they don't get paid enough.
Right.
But if you're doing me a service and you already got a fee for the service, I'm only tipping you because I either like the service, I fuck with you, or because I want to. But I don't feel like I have to.
Okay.
I feel like I have to tip the waitress.
Do you cut your own lawn?
No.
Who? Somebody cuts it for you?
Yeah.
Is it a part of the service, or do you actually have to hire someone to do it?
I hire a guy and he comes in there every 2 weeks.
Do you give him a tip?
I give him the fee that he charged me.
So whatever he charges is what you
do. That's what I sent him.
How do you feel about that, man?
Because you charge, you got a price. That's your fucking price. I'm paying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about when you same way?
I mean, it depends if we have a relationship. If he just comes and just does that one thing, he gets paid the rate.
What else would he do?
I'm saying like
the hedges. Well,
I'm
saying like if it's like, you know,
no weed, get the weeds out and all that kind
of
stuff.
If he does extra, you know what I'm saying, around
that
the,
wasn't
whatever.
That wasn't agreed on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Or if he has good conversation, a young man trying to do something himself, you know what I'm saying, and it's good conversation. You know, he always checks, acts out.
So you talk to your lawman, but not your mailman.
That would make the you asked me what would make the difference, right?
Bad practices.
Yeah, nah. If you giving me a service and you got a rate for that service, I'm paying you the rate because your rate should give you the money that you're looking for.
What about
your price is your price. That's a good
point. Okay, so what else? Where would you tip besides at a restaurant? Then I ask like that. Does anybody have any places? Because you guys seem like y'all don't tip anyway.
Well, no, like I said,
that's the biggest.
Well, just restaurants. It seems like y'all are only good on restaurants.
A delivery, like.
Well, that's Amazon.
No, She's like DoorDash or Uber Eats. Those guys. That's what I'm saying.
So, but
pizza, like a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's to me server.
Right. Yeah. That's the
only counter server. Yeah. I do that. Yeah.
That's it. For
can you think of anything, Mac? That you tip? What do you tip on then, Rio? Since you were saying don't put you in that box.
No, I'm saying like I tip.
Yeah, you have to tip a stripper because if you don't, the DJ will call you out,
bro.
If you ain't got no money, bro, hey, look over there, light skin.
Or
hey, man, tip this pussy, man, because if you don't,
they try to go get the bouncer on your ass.
Right, that part.
No, they just call you out over and over. You're like, nigga, okay, these niggas over here ain't spending no money. So,
oh, massage therapist. Like when you go to like massage places, even though they got a rate, but whoever does it, I give them an extra 20.
Why?
For that happy ending.
No, it's not because of the happy ending. Because that whatever $200 price is really for the company.
Is a happy ending to you, jack then, off, or a finger in the butt?
It's no happy ending.
Why do you tense up? Did you see him tense up
and,
like
and,
this?
And he said,
Did you see him go like this?
I just screwed up.
All I heard was,
Why you screwed up?
It was just good timing.
Involuntary.
So, I would say, I agree. Okay, so.
Yeah, because that $200 day rate for that hour or two, it's not necessarily for that person. It's for the company, the building. So I'll give the person that actually
gave me. Well, that's everything,
massage.
Then.
No, that's what I'm saying. For that, I'll give the two. Because it's...
Come on, man. I guess keep the same energy. The rate is the rate. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you got a rate, the rate is incorporated.
He didn't say that. I would say for...
But for massage, I
massage, because I did massage in home for my ladies. And I tipped the, you know, ladies
extra.
Oh, yeah, they extra,
came to your crib,
and then the chef in Spain... I gave him a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he did a nice job and prepared everything for it. So those type of things, I think, make sense.
Those are extravagant.
The way I look at it is if someone is doing a service for me, I'm going to tip them. If they're doing a service for us, that's different. But if it's a service that's for me, like if I weren't here, they wouldn't be doing this for this group of people. That's how I look at it. If I go into
give me a specific because I'm not sure.
So if I go into a store and I buy a product, there's no service that they did. They were just the person behind the counter working there. Those products are what the store sells. Everything's already set up for me to come up to the front. I'm doing the work for myself. I'm getting my own items. All he's doing is checking me out and I'm leaving. Right.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's not a service. That's just his job.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody comes and cuts my hair and is dealing with me individually, they ask me what I want and then I go back and forth with them. And if there's something I don't like, they change it. They're basically on demand. To me, that's something that's a service.
That's what I was kind of saying about that. You said the yard guy. That's what I was kind of trying to say. Like if you're at my crib doing, you know, taking care of my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like you're my personal space. So I'm going to take care of you because I want you to take care of my shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You take care of me.
Well, that's what the idea is.
Right.
I'm giving you more of an incentive to do me
better.
So
if you get on an Uber, you automatically tip the Uber driver. This is what you're saying.
Yeah. Because I look at it like this. When I go into that store and buy a product, if I tip him or I don't tip him, that product is exactly the same. Yeah. But if I go to get my barber's haircut and I tip him every time I go, every time he cuts my head, he's going to have a different... have a different relationship with my head because I'm giving him even more than he asked
for. Okay. I was about to say, because I was going to real quick before we go there. I was going to say, I normally tip in a lot of cases prior to... I give money prior to in certain cases to make sure I guarantee that my service is going to be amazing.
Huh.
So like if I
you pay before the job gets there?
I've done that and been disappointed. I'm like, give my fucking money back. Nah, are you kidding me?
No, because most of the time every time I've done it, like especially if I'm taking
You've never been disappointed. Like no, I gave you extra and you still
fucking
didn't
though,
do right.
I think we need to make a distinction here. You can't do that everywhere.
Not everywhere. It depends on what you're doing.
When you get to a certain level of how much you're spending, like if the activities that you're talking about this on are activities that are only more people with more money would do, you're gonna get much better service that way.
For sure.
Whereas if you go into the Touchdown Wings, you better not tip them before you get your food.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, speaking of, seriously.
You better not tip them niggas in Touchdown Wings.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about what you're doing, but most of the time when I'm doing it,
if you're talking about a chef in Spain, you give him more upfront, he's already got a level of expertise.
But even if I'm going to certain restaurants, like certain restaurants, you know what I'm saying?
You'll tip before the food even comes?
Yeah, I'll tip. I'll bring the waiter over and say, look, I want to have
a good night.
Yeah, I want to have a good night. I'll take care of you. You know what I'm saying? This is a little bit to let you know.
Right.
You know, can you make sure whatever we need, can you take care of that?
Yeah.
You know? But because the thing I was taught in certain things that people I've been around, they always say you tip for the service you want and be treated the way you want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? And it actually works. Like I just, but like you said, you just can't go to
can't be anything.
IHOP. Yeah, you can't go to IHOP. Be like, can you,
Waffle House.
If you go to dining restaurant, it makes more sense to do that. Yeah. They're going to get you that good wine, the wine that's not even in the menu.
They do.
All of that shit.
They do.
So when I go to the Waffle House, which is definitely not what you're talking about, and I'm like coming off of a trip and I get this hash brown chicken bowl. And the funny part about it is that the Waffle House, if you order to go, they already incorporate a to go a surplus into the bill.
Yeah.
Then the waitress, they had I hate these motherfucking automated machines because every time you go to scan, it
pops up with tip.
Do you want a tip? And they be looking at you like, what you been to push? No, nigga, because I'm not sitting. You didn't do nothing but ring me up. You're not finna stare me down. And I did it. And she's like, oh, you're not Waffle House bitch. She's like, no, you
Waffle House what?
Chick.
I like the way you said the first time.
No, that's something we talked about. That's
right. Right.
Well, I'll fix that. Don't worry.
And I'm like, this chick is over here tripping. Like, how are you going to even, front me out that I said no? And then talk about, you want me to, put something on there and this, that, and the extra. But you ain't do nothing. You called out the order to the dude that cooked it. So the dude that cooked it really should be the one that gets the tip. Not you. You ain't did nothing. Put it in a bag. Like, as far as what my service is, the service that I got, it's between me and the dude that cooked it. Like, all you did was... take my money and you mad that and first off there's already a to-go tip incorporated.
Well, that's
in
where
this.
You should draw the line anyway. If anytime that they add gratuity, I don't ever add.
Right.
Some restaurants automatically do that, though.
And I'm saying if you add gratuity, then there's no way I'm adding another tip just because you didn't give me the respect that I was going to tip.
Oh
anyway.
Yeah.
So when you put gratuity,
shout out to J.R. Crickets.
You're telling me that you don't want me to tip any more than that. Right. You're saying that you don't respect my money enough to just tip. You think I'm going to cheat you, so good. We'll leave it. What you ask for is what you get.
Right, right.
So do we have to talk to legislations or something? Like, pass
what?
Laws?
Do we have to talk to
our senators, pass laws to change that? Because why we're the only country? Because, when Europeans come here and find out they have to do that, they get so mad.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird for people.
Like, what? Why don't y'all pay them?
It's weird for people. And also, when you go abroad and you try to tip, they look at you oh my God.
Disrespect.
They look at you funny.
No, not disrespect. They're like, they're like blown away.
They're like, what is this?
you silly Americans. That's how they look at you.
Every time I'm in Colombia and Brazil, they always give me oh, he is amazing.
Those countries. But I went to Europe and I tried to tip, if you go to Colombia, Brazil, I can understand South America. If you tip, they'd be like, oh, great. But when I went to Europe, they didn't like the fact that I was about to tip them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They was like,
You don't think I need your handout, right?
They looked at us. They felt like I was disrespecting them.
Even your life kind of sucks, bro.
They push it back, the euro is. stronger.
Yeah, this dollar, I'm losing money. Yeah,
right. Go ahead, like, back.
Like, you cost me money. Right.
I'm going to have to fucking get this over and translate.
Right. They charge us a grip that changes out. That's fucked up. Yeah, so, but I'm trying to think of what other jobs possibly, or not jobs, but whatever services, I feel like it's just a service. If there's something that's individual, more individualized, an individual could be my whole table. But
sex
I'm just
worker?
Saying, you definitely got to tip
yeah,
a stripper.
Yeah, that goes with the stripper.
Yeah, you definitely got to tip a sex worker. But how much? What is the average tip on a sex worker? I don't have any idea.
So, last time I was at Strokers, mm-hmm. again, that's when I got kicked out because the bitch was tripping. See, there we go again. I'm sorry. These, you know, because again, I don't think that all women are bitches.
Right, just that one.
But she definitely was. Right. She definitely was because she tried to get me.
She did try to get you.
She tried to make me pay extra.
She did.
And then tell me I was getting a discount. And I'm like, huh?
Was it good?
No, she stood like 4 feet away, like trying to do a lap dance.
Oh, I thought you were talking about sex and prostitutes.
Oh, no. They don't. Do they do that? Wait a minute. Do they do that in Strokers?
Isn't that what we were asking?
Is that?
I mean, that's for sex workers.
No, because you classify strippers as sex workers.
That's true. You are a millennial.
I did do that.
You are a millennial. You think anybody that.
I don't think strippers are sex workers, but.
You don't?
They're not sex workers because they don't necessarily have to fuck you. Some do.
Okay.
Some are both.
Okay. So
some
you're
are strippers.
You're going
sex
back to the grown nigga definition of sex worker then.
Right.
Like prostitutes?
Like blowjob or some pussy. That's a sex worker. Right. Somebody who shows their titties on OnlyFans is not a sex worker to me.
No.
You're scary.
Yeah. If you got a cam.
But what if they're fucking? But what if they are fucking on camera?
Are they fucking me?
No, not
and they're
you.
Not doing no sex work for me. Nah. That's some other nigga.
That's not a sex
worker.
Yeah. Like if you fucking your dude on a camera, that's not, you're
so
not a sex
porn.
Worker.
Well, no, wait a minute. No, because porno, I think porno would be. Yeah, you're right. Porno.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're just posting
hold up. Let's be clear. Yeah. If you in your room fucking your dude on a webcam.
What if it's not your dude?
Or some.
Well, you're just a guy.
Yeah,
I mean, is it a guy different time? Like, I mean, so
you saying if it's your dude though, that's not sex work?
Nah, it's not. You're not a sex worker. You're just an exhibitionist.
Yeah, that's true.
What you're just an exhibitionist.
But he's selling that video.
Sure, you may be getting money, but you're not a sex worker.
There's
no risk
other
that's
than
true.
Being a
that's
girlfriend.
True. That's,
right.
that's true. That's true. Oh, that's true.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
when
yeah,
she start fucking random dudes.
No, can somebody pay
right.
to come
can,
get that?
Can I like so like I got the money. You gonna do it whether I'm fucking look like Ron Jeremy or fucking you know?
Does Ron Jeremy have a look? I don't know if anybody said, man, you got to look like Ron Jeremy to get here.
No, I'm just saying, like, so again,
ugly.
What I'm saying is that.
I can't hear you.
Ron Jeremy had a dick size.
Oh, you're gay.
No. What I'm saying is that Idris Elba or Ron Jeremy. So, like, again, does it matter what my look is?
Yeah, yeah.
So
she don't got to be attracted.
So, right. So Idris Elba is a dude that chicks.
All I can think of when you say that is that's French Reggie's man crush. I can't think of anything else. I'm sorry. It's hard. It's. I have a problem. I know that I have a problem.
Right. And I know that Ron.
I can't separate
Ron
gay
Jeremy
from
was it. He was still a porn dude.
But
was
nobody.
His
but he wasn't.
Size, wasn't
but nobody was like, oh, Ron Jeremy looked good, right?
No, like, it was like they was like he had
did
a big.
Did anybody say good stuff about him?
No, I mean, that's my point. My point is, if I come with the money, I could look like Ron Jeremy.
And
you're still
good.
Right. You're still gonna. That makes you a sex worker because I could look like Ron Jeremy, and you still gonna give me that fucking pussy because I got the money.
Yeah.
I got the money necessary.
Ron Jeremy had the money. He actually, because he was a porn star for the fact that he was
I'm just talking about
at
his
that
look.
Time, I guess. Yeah, but.
No, so again.
So if you show up looking like Ron Jeremy, you got to have a big dick.
He said Ron Jeremy didn't have a big dick because he said at that time.
Oh, he didn't?
No. Ron, that was his whole thing. That's what made him famous at that time was the fact that he looked like he did, which is nothing, but because he had a decent size, I guess, unit, that's why. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's so political.
You sure downplayed it after a minute.
I thought you were saying at that time.
He said decent and unit.
Right, like you downplayed it after a minute. Like at first it's like that
it's too much. It's too much gay talk going on. I'm like, I'll make sure everybody know that motherfucker.
That nigga got a big dick. Well, it's decent. It was decent.
It's decent unit.
For that decent unit.
I thought you were trying to say back then, you know.
For the 80s and early 90s.
I don't know. I mean, that's what made him famous. That's what made him famous back then.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Was that. I mean, because he didn't look like shit. So,
right, he definitely wasn't like.
It wasn't his money.
Candy.
Because you're saying it was his money.
No, right. Well, no.
Because you got money.
What I'm saying is that if you were a sex worker, I could come in
looking
like
him.
Right, got
not
it, got
necessarily
it, got
specifically
it.
Him, but looking like him with the beer belly, the beard, the fucking shaggy hair. But here's my $300. You finna suck this dick and let me hit that.
$300 for a suck? Woo!
No,
that's suck info.
Wait, man.
That's a high level.
I said and hit. Like, let me.
What is the cost right now? Does anybody know?
Depends where you go.
That's funny.
The cost varies.
It depends on where you go.
That's funny because ain't nobody about to admit this shit. Who knows?
Are you talking about what city or are you talking about what, like, what
country?
Like, nah, it don't matter.
It does matter.
No, it matters because Colombia 125 can go far.
No. I'm talking about American currency. How much is it? What are y'all talking about? Like, if you go to the new Papua New Guinea, you ain't got to give it nothing. Just bring some peanuts.
Here goes some socks.
You ask with the price.
Right. I'm sorry, global pussy getters. I'm talking about domestic.
I don't know domestic. Domestic is pricey.
I think in America,
domestic is pricey. It's over 500.
Here goes some socks.
Over 500?
The ankle socks.
Girl, a loin cloth.
I got a whole pack. Like, let's go. Like, they fresh and clean. You good for, like, the rest of the year.
I think Rio's right. Over 500, but I think if you go to, like, some hood spot, you probably can get one for $250.
Yeah.
So I was in Memphis.
It costs $500 to get a blowjob?
Nah, the combo, the whole thing.
Never get one.
I don't know about that because, like I said, I was driving in Memphis the other day and I got off the off ramp and I must have got off on the Hostro because they was out and ain't none of them chicks look like they was charging five. Like he like they didn't like five don't you don't
he
need
said, he said hood shit nah, nah just levels to this shit
okay yeah yeah, yeah. Levels you don't to you didn't shit. Need five for that
you know in L.A. them bitches is
Figueroa,
charging
like, right
them bitches yeah. no Figueroa they not charging right. I'm talking about
like at the W
yeah right, bitches,
like,
racks
yeah no, that's, for sure escort racks. And stuff right? Right I mean I don't I guess
yeah that
different.
Is escort yeah Miami L.A. that's more escort territory
that's not a street walker I'm talking like street walker
but it's still sex workers we're talking about sex
yeah but I'm talking about as far as if you had to get your dick sucked. You know what I'm saying? If you had to get your dick sucked, how much does it cost?
God damn, this guy thirsty. This
from a street walk.
Oh, $40 could probably do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think you could get a handshot.
Yo, $40 in a 3.5 will do it, bro.
Bro, you ain't even got to get washed up after this, right? Like, I mean, like you can still go to the next customer. Like, I mean, and get that pussy. Like, listeners. You ain't even got to do a whole hooker bath on this one.
That's gross, though. Regardless, though, the whole thing is regardless.
Look, that's we appreciate scary. You guys listening once again to No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonnets.com, which is a new website, by the way. If you premium users have not noticed, we no longer have access to the old platform. So if you're a premium subscriber from back in the day and you need to cancel or transfer, you just got to send us an email, and we can take care of that for you. Other than that, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.